As more South African businesses realize the benefits of using big data to produce strategic insights and key decisions making, there is a growing need to invest in the appropriate skills. And as I've mentioned, Dr. Yudvar C. Theram is joining you on the line this morning. He is, he's the head of analytics at FNB Business. He was saying that the role of data scientists who are able then to leverage this raw information into competitive edge has never been more important. Dr. A very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Doctor, let's talk about this. What is data science and why is it needed in my business?
So data science is a phrase or a term that's used to describe how a business can make decisions based on the data or the evidence that they see. So how do you make decisions more based on numbers and slightly less based on gut feel or intuition?
Your argument in this is that this is not just important, but it's more important to get the right people to do this for your business.
Yes, correct. So at the end of the day, we all, if we are running a business, want to make a profit and we want to maximize the amount of profit that we can make. So given that we are in the age of information, data is floating all around us, we need to be able to ask the right questions in order to get that data to answer those questions for us. So if we're running a business, we want to make sure that we can optimize where we can, how do we lower our expenses, and we also want to figure out how do we maximize our revenue, whether that means doing marketing differently or whether it means something completely new and innovative and trying to disrupt the market. So we need the right people with the right skill sets in order to help us with those questions. Those skill sets need to be a mixture of technical as well as understanding the business.
So I need the science and I need the right individuals to give me the right information when it comes to the science. The question then, Doctor, comes to how do I go about adding this aspect then to my business?
So at the very least, you as the owner of the business need to have an idea or a list of questions that you want to ask. So you can find and you might be able to find the right person to come in and start answering these questions, but the questions need to be there in the first place. It's a lot better if the owner has a strategy in mind or an end goal in mind to say, my primary objective is, let's say, I want to lower expenses. I want to do that by figuring out the list of, let's say, five questions. Once you have that, then you can start looking for the right skill sets and incorporating those people into your business, whether that's done by hiring, so, you know, finding a data scientist to start working with you, or even outsourcing via contracting or consultants as well. So it starts with having the right question, and then they would come in and try and find an answer to that question.
If you just joined us in conversation, thank you so much for being part of the show. 021-446-0567, that is the number that you can dial. We're talking about using big data to project, or rather to produce, strategic insights and key decision making in your company. And of course, Dr. Yudvar C. Theram is joining us in conversation to talk about how you can incorporate this then in your business. He is the head of analytics at FNB Business. 31567, that is the SMS line. So, Doc, let's talk about the data science. It seems like it's something that was always there, but all of a sudden it seems like it's becoming a big thing. So why is data science such a big thing these days?
Yes, absolutely correct. So it's always been there. I think with a lot of things, it's a very nice marketing idea. If you were to jazz it up by giving it new terminology, people normally seem to pay more attention to it. So it has been a term that's been around for some time. It's effectively, in my opinion, a way of trying to get business owners to see that whether they like it or not, they are in the age, in this digital age. They are in an age where internet connectivity and social media, et cetera, is happening all around them, and they need to be able to tap into this digital age of information. So the way that we as a society are going, we are going more digital. How would the small, medium, or large business owner take advantage of that? And that's where data science plays a massive role in trying to help understand your customer, as well as trying to understand what your business actually needs and where potentially it could go.
And talking about this data science, Doc, we talked about people. We understand that there's a need for it. Is this the sort of thing that in my business I would need some sort of equipment or some IT equipment or software that would need to be introduced to the business? Or is this something that simply needs the individuals to just get on and start running with it?
So it's a bit of both, right? Because on the one side of the coin, you have the analysis side. How do I analyze the data in order to give me this insight? The other side of the coin says, how do I get the data in the first place to the people who need to analyze it? So there is an IT component in terms of how do you store the information, and that becomes more around IT architecture. So you're talking about data warehousing. That's the terminology there. Versus the other side of it is analyzing. And in analysis, there are a bunch of software that you can choose from based on the needs and based on the requirements of the business in itself. At its very basics, you can do stuff in very simple packages, but the more complex or the more advanced things that you want to be able to answer, you would need to go and get specialized software for that.
And so we sit right now, and you've got so many people that are listening, and they are business owners or potential business owners, and they're thinking to themselves, no, listen, I'm listening to the good doctor here. I want to get this started. Where do I start, Doc? Who do I inquire? You know, where do I come speak to you as the head of analytics at FMD? Or are there companies that are willing to assist me in starting with this?
So where do you start? Number one, I think we did talk about this previously as well. Mm. You need to make sure that you have a bunch of questions, or you have a direction, or you have some idea of what you want out of this. It shouldn't just be a buzzword or a catchphrase that it sounds interesting and maybe the next day it doesn't sound interesting. So there has to be that agenda in order for you to say, okay, at the end of the day, I want my business to operate more efficiently, or I want to increase or disrupt my product market. So there has to be that agenda. Once we have that agenda, then you can determine whether you need to insource or outsource. If those questions seem more, let's call it quick to answer, then it makes more sense to look at contracting or outsourcing. If it seems as if you want to start your business on this data journey, then you start looking at hiring people on a full-time basis to work with you. So there's a lot of companies that do this. There are a lot of online services that also offer these capabilities, but it all goes down to you as the owner saying, what do you want to do? The data is there. It can answer any question. Well, let's assume it can answer any question. You need to have the question to answer in the first place. So it goes to the owner having that idea of, what do they want out of this? Do they want to hire someone just for one day and then say goodbye the next day? Or do they have a longer-term plan for how they want to change their business model?
All right. Doctor, just before we let you go, though, what would be your parting words to the Cape Talk listeners?
So a lot of the times when we look at businesses, we find that survival rates, whether it's a good economy or a bad economy, are very, very low. So very few businesses manage to survive, especially after the first year of starting up. And that could be due to a variety of reasons. The biggest one out of it is the business owner not having the time or not having the expertise to go and run around and do every single thing that they need in order to make that business succeed. So they need to make sure that they have the right information in front of them to make those right decisions about surviving after year one. They then need to make sure that after year one, they have a plan which is backed up by numbers and data in order to continue growing. And especially in the times that we are in now with a tough economy, we need more and more businesses to go down this data journey in order to not only survive, but to thrive in operating.
Doctor, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Do have yourself a fantastic morning further.
Awesome. You too.
Thank you so much.